This is episode 467 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of May 9th through May 15th, 2026. What's new this week? Belarus releases several anarchist and anti-fascist prisoners from Freedom News UK. Some are getting out and being deported. Some are able to stay where they are. Quote, the release is part of Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko's attempts to improve relations with Western countries, trading political prisoners against the lifting of sanctions. Lukashenko already used this strategy in 2014 to 2015, leading to several years of cooperation between the Belarusian dictatorship and the EU. But even at that time, repression in the country continued to be heavy. In recent years, the regime has been re-arresting anarchists and anti-fascists who were already sentenced for protests in 2020. With hundreds released after being bought by U.S. politicians, Lukashenko managed to restock his prisons. For example, recently a person who protested the full-scale invasion of Ukraine was sentenced to 3 years. Unquote.
Eric King's Ethics of Revolt, From Hard Crackers, by Gerard Shanahan. This is a book review of King's newly released book, A Clean Hell. It has lots of good things to say about King and about the book, and positions the book in our current milieu. Quote, readers looking to King for a how-to guide for waging prison rebellion, or revolt of any kind, really, will come away from A Clean Hell disappointed. King is the first to admit that virtually all of his efforts came to naught. But they'd be missing out on something perhaps more profound. Eric King articulates an ethical basis on which a committed person can keep fighting as the risks multiply, the proverbial night darkens, and the end of it all remains nowhere in sight. In other words, A Clean Hell provides the perfect opportunity to reflect on the unique problems of our dark historical moments. Unquote. Certainly worth reading this review, and I'll be adding A Clean Hell to my to-read list as well. That was Eric King's Ethics of Revolt.
A French Anarchist on the Mexican Revolution, from the Transmetropolitan Review. The post here is the introduction for a pamphlet made up of writings by French anarchist Aristide Pretel. The introduction gives background information and context about the Mexican Revolution and Aristide's relationship to it. Quote, 1 year later, in 1911, many of his French comrades had joined the Italian anarchists in critiquing the PLM and their failed invasion of Baja California. But rather than fuel one side of the debate over another, Aristide decided to write an Italian language article entitled The Real Diaz, a brief study of the deposed dictator and a reminder of all that the revolution had abolished. Unquote.
Remembering Albert Meltzer, from Freedom News UK, by Ian McKay. This isn't just a memorial of Meltzer, who wrote, among other things, an autobiography called I Couldn't Paint Golden Angels. It's a memorial by a staunch workerist, so it's good to know the biases of your historian. There is some convincing wordage here, at least by Meltzer. Quote, only productive classes, such as the working class or the peasantry, can play a libertarian role. This is not because they have intrinsic virtues, a conception of idealism, but materialistically because so long as they are productive classes, they have nobody else to exploit. Unquote. But of course, it's not necessarily the theorists of class who are always the problem, but those who make class the only relevant issue, as McKay seems to hear, and or who think that they have the answers to class. If this inspires someone to look up the Wikipedia article on Meltzer, then perhaps its job is complete. Would you play the role of an anarchist in an anti-Nazi British propaganda thriller?
A Rebel's Memoirs, Going Underground, from lucasborrell.nodogs.blog. What? Fuck me. No, don't say no dogs. Why did that even come out of my mouth?
Hashtag no dogs!
What the A Rebel's Memoirs, Going Underground, from lucasborrell.noblogs.org. A detailed personal account of Borrell's response to tense and regular harassment of himself and the rest of his friends includes some simple tactics to at least slow down such harassment, though such tactics are rarely enough by themselves, of course. A lot of information about what being underground is like, including crucial emotional repercussions, which can be easy to underplay. Quote, it is sometimes difficult to find harmony between reason and emotion, even in times of calm. The task becomes all the more complex when every day is filled with a great deal of stress, tension, frustration, and feelings of vulnerability. And that is exactly what happened to me during my time in the underground. It led to me developing a strong tendency towards numbness, which manifested itself in a greater tendency to underestimate risk. Some might even say I started doing reckless things. Actions that I would have dismissed as too risky in a calm state suddenly became part of my planning, unquote. Valuable reading for possible family and friends, if not for oneself. That was a Rebel's Memoirs, Going Underground.
Update on Chaos Star Prisoners from Dark Knights. Some are to be released in about a month, so yay for that. A couple have 3-year sentences, and one is still on trial. Good luck to all.
Counterterrorism now officially means targeting trans people, from Mother Jones by Sophie Hurwitz. A new counterterrorism strategy, SICK, that, quote, does not mention far-right violence at all. It identifies, quote, violent left-wing extremists, including anarchists and anti-fascists, unquote, as a security threat of equal severity to, quote, legacy Islamist terrorists and narco-terrorists and transnational gangs, unquote. The administration will now apparently, quote, prioritize the rapid identification and neutralization of violent secular political groups whose ideology is anti-American, radically pro-transgender, and anarchist, unquote. Also continues the by now familiar blaming of trans folks for murders, just continuing bad news all the way around, predictable, but that doesn't help much.
Open letter from Komar, Surabaya, Indonesia, from Anonymous. Komar is one of the Chaos Star detainees. This letter appreciates the assistance and solidarity he's received, provides info about his case, including that they have held back his letters to others, and then reminds us all of how he/we got here. Quote, in the middle of economic collapse, widespread poverty, and the looming threat of war, people eventually want only one simple thing, to eat, to survive, not to starve. And when desperation grows deep enough, people begin turning on one another, killing one another, consuming one another. Social war becomes inevitable. The state is not separate from this. It is the hand directing the performance from behind the curtain. Just think about it. People who take their anger to the streets are arrested and charged with destruction, vandalism, disorder, and whatever else they can invent. Then society is split apart into endless sides, pro and contra everywhere. Even those who merely express solidarity online are hunted down and arrested without hesitation. And somehow they are the ones accused of creating chaos and causing harm. Unquote.
Trial against anarchist comrade in Leipzig on May 12th from Act for Freedom Now. Quote, on May 12th and 2nd of June, another Tag X demonstration trial against an anarchist comrade will take place at Amtsgericht Leipzig. The state attorney is accusing him of serious breach of peace, physical and aggravated assault of police officers in 18 cases, and destruction of work equipment. This is not an isolated case. The upcoming trial is part of a collective accusation against several people, with a total of 1,500 open investigations on the whole weekend, 100 people having charges, and another 100 still having open investigation, unquote. This article also introduces us to the concept of police super recognizers, quote unquote, who claim to have superior recognition abilities, which of course means that they can take a figure from an image and insist it's anyone they want. People are invited to attend the trial dates in style.
And people are like, oh yeah, super recognizers.
Yeah, no, so I believe it. Yeah, I get it. Makes sense.
Update on Miguel Peralta's case in Mexico from juneeleventh.noblogs.org. Talks about some recent positive court decisions to the benefit of Peralta, who was detained 11 years ago. Also clarity that these decisions may or may not have any impact at all, given the machinations of a corrupt politician and those who are willing to support her. Quote, on March 3rd, the Third Circuit Court, the same that revoked Miguel's freedom in 2022, was obligated to recognize his innocence against all accusations, confirming that the crimes of homicide and attempted homicide do not exist, unquote.
I am no longer an anarchist. Nikolai Dziadok on prison, God, and disillusionment with ideologies from mainstream news source from Eastern Europe, Nasha Neva. This article tells the story of a Christian who, from his time in prison, became more tolerant, more well-rounded, with a broader, non-ideological worldview. There are comments to the post that question Ziadok's anarchist thinking in the first place, but what is in this article is both not a problem for any of the anarchists I know, and also highly suspect given that it seems to be normalizing the idea that prison can be a good thing for people's growth. I mean, it can, but usually not in the ways that mainstream sources want to talk about. Agendas. Can we has them?
What would an anarchist federation society look like from Void Network? Oh dear. This, tagged by the uploader with the word utopia, is a classic AnFed vision of salvation through bureaucracy. Quote, an anarchist federation would not mean every person voting on every trivial matter every day. That would be absurd. It would mean clear layers of decision-making, with most matters handled locally, and only genuinely large-scale questions routed upwards through federated structures. Energy use, transport, supply chains, ecological planning, healthcare capacity, production targets, and emergency coordination could all be made publicly legible through shared systems. Power, or the exercise of power, would be made more visible, not less. The point is not to abolish organization, it is to abolish unaccountable organization. Unquote. Accountable to whom? Who would respond when organizations, etc., do bad? Would it be maybe police? I mean, I appreciate it when people put thought into how things could be better. But everything here rests on the idea of more participation and a new kind of person arising from more egalitarian participation. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Update on May Day 2026, anarchist prisoners in Indonesia, from Anonymous. Continuing repression of people who the police are calling anarchists, at least, including an arrest of someone they're calling an anarchist mastermind. Quote, in addition, police alleged that the anarchists were under the influence of drugs during the demonstrations, presenting this claim as one of the moral justifications for their detention. The announcement has been interpreted as a sign of panic within the security apparatus, given that the unrest during May Day reportedly exceeded official expectations and failed to be anticipated by the authorities. Unquote.
Audio and video. Anti-Fascism OG, Episode 32, The Upstate Anarchist Book Fair. From YouTube, with hosts DLJ, Christian, and Marina, 55 minutes. Sweet but boring conversations about barely anarchist projects. Okay, I skimmed. Maybe I missed something.
Bad News Episode 101, April 2026, from Ah Radio Network. 7 hours. Ooh. All in English. So take advantage, all my monolingual cohorts.
Me, me, me.
These are the listed subjects. Matrizao Squat, Mental Health in a Utopian Society, Grassroots Unions in Greece/Athens, Refugee Struggles, Solidarity with Prisoners with Revolutionary Struggle, Weird Politics, Satirical, Environmental Struggles, New Squat in Thessaloniki, Positive Stories of Communal Experiences, and the Magas Case. Plenty of interesting stories here, and a more uplifting and useful soundtrack to your day than many other options.
Anarchism Beyond the Binary, from Andrewism, 12 minutes. Andrewism seems to be getting better and better. Here he's checking in about the false dichotomy propounded by Murray Bookchin between lifestyle and world change. Cites John Clark and Ricardo Mella from the Anarchist Library, who both seem worth looking at.
This week's podcast was sound edited by Echo. The What's New was written by Chisel, read by Chisel and
Mrs. Fish.
We hope this podcast is useful to and fun for anarchists and the anarcho-curious. You got put his thumb in the petri dish. Stained lab coat.
dragged off of the premises.